Another day, another Trump story. Let's talk to him. Good morning, President Trump.
Good morning, Snoring Smelliot.
Well, boy, Mr. President, yesterday had to be tough. FBI raids the home and office of your attorney. Were you shocked?
You know, of course I was. It was disgraceful. Very terrible news. Look, lawyers who represent billionaires are such great guys. They're heroes, and they deserve so much better than that. I got to tell you, Mueller really went way too far this time. I mean, it's a total invasion of my attorney-client privileges and searching and seizures. You know, frankly, that loser Bob Mueller totally habeased my corpus. He really did. Now, I know they were looking for evidence of my connection to Stormy Daniels. You know that. And honestly, other than a couple autographed sets of bra and panties, there's nothing that proves that I jumped her bones in room 285 of my Lake Tahoe hotel room at 8 p.m. on July 20th of 2006.
Allegedly. Yes.
Over the weekend on SNL, Alec Baldwin at it again, doing an impersonation of you. So what do you make of this guy?
Christy, look. His impression of me is pathetic. Pathetic. He's the most successful Baldwin brother, too. What does that tell you? That family has more bad actors in it than the FBI. No offense, Stephen. I love Stephen. But I will tell you, Alec owes me an incredible debt of gratitude. Because if it wasn't for him doing a hack impression of me on that lame show, he wouldn't have any job at all. I mean, there's something sadly pathetic about a 60-year-old guy hanging out with a bunch of failed comedians in their 20s and 30s every Saturday night.
Yeah. Now, speaking of left-leaning comedians, Jimmy Kimmel made fun of your wife. Was Melania upset?
Not cool, Jimmy. She was very upset. So much so that she skipped her Botox appointment. I mean, at least I was told that by a White House staffer that talked to her aide, who's friends with her butler. I don't really speak with her. But Jimmy Kimmel makes Alec Baldwin look funny by comparison. By comparison. Frankly, you know, he's great for clearing a room. You know what I do? I use Kimmel to get people to leave when I'm shutting down a party early. I say, Alexa, make all these people leave the state dinner. And Alexa says, playing Jimmy Kimmel monologue. Totally unfunny monologue. Then everybody leaves. It's great.
Well, collectively, we'd like to say thank you. You finally sent the National Guard down to the border there. I think that was long overdue, sir.
It was. You know, somebody had to do something. I mean, I think Obama was very soft on the border, if I'm being honest. Him and his liberal amnesty loser friends were basically giving people bagged lunches and hot stone massages when they crossed. I mean, frankly, Barack turned our border patrol into a concierge service.
You recently said that, hey, we can be friends with China and also win the trade war. Come on, how is that possible, sir?
Look, why are we acting like the chubby girl at the dance? We're the United States of America. We invented the light bulb, the iPhone, and the Die Hard movie franchise. Who's done more than us? Nobody. Nobody. So why are we afraid of China? What are they going to do, stop selling us fireworks? No way. When it comes to China, we'll have our Big Macs and eat them too, believe me.
Now, more politics. According to officials, you guys, North Korea, holding secret talks ahead of the summit that's supposed to happen. Any comment?
Well, finally, some good leaks coming out of my White House. But yes, I can confirm the talks. And I've really been instrumental in our dialogue with them. You know, I'm so good at North Korean. I learned the entire language in 1 hour on Rosetta Stone. Look, when we finally talk to Lil Kim Dong-wong, he's going to fold like a bad poker hand. Bad poker hand. They're a very weak enemy. Very weak. And I say that knowing that we sent Dennis Rodman to broker the peace, and he wore a wedding dress for the better part of a decade.
Now, over the weekend, you called out Vladimir Putin for his support of Syrian President, Assad, after that suspected chemical attack, right?
That's right.
Do you think this will shut people up who criticized you for never calling Putin out?
Look, first of all, I know I'm never going to get any credit for this, but I was very, very brave when I tweeted on the toilet about how incredibly wrong it was for Vladdy to have launched that attack, allegedly. Putin is a very hard man to go up against, but I can hold my own, bigly. You know, I've seen that picture of him shirtless swimming with a dolphin. The man looks like an insane Bond villain, okay? Now, will it shut up the media? Of course not. CNN, they act like I spoon Putin to sleep while I watch episodes of Will and Grace. Not true. I watch that show alone during my executive time. And Jack is the best. He really is.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling,
thank you,
Mr. President.
Hey, if you have any more questions, I'll be getting my taxes ready. Just kidding. I'll be golfing with my accountant.